Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up? When does it start? Oh, shit. Oh, we're alive.
We are.
Wow. What's up, Will?
What's happening, man? What's going on with you, Red?
I'm good. All right. So, everyone, we're live tonight. Oh, man. Very unfortunate things in Los Angeles. We just lost a major icon, Kobe.
Yeah, man.
Bryant.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. The
yeah,
city is feeling
a hard pill to swallow, bro.
Yeah, man. What's your take on that, man?
I'm mixed, man, because not only was I a fan, I had a chance to get to vibe and rub elbows with him a little bit, man.
You did. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. I was kind of around as the first two of his daughters, Natalia and Gigi, the one who passed away with him in the accident.
Oh, man. Okay.
You know, seeing them kind of grow up, man. And, you know, it's really bad, man. Let's see, Natalia, I think her birthday was on the 19th, so the week before the incident, you know? It's kind of crazy to be celebrating a birthday on one weekend and now this tragic event the following week. So it's a lot to take in, bro.
Right. I remember when he first started his career at 19 and I was like hearing about him like just coming up in the league. And then he just came in and just started, like, perfecting his game. Like, you just kept hearing about the stories of how he would perfect his game, going on the court, like, early and just practicing the shots from different lines. The coaches were talking about him. A lot of the fans were talking about him. And he just came out of the woodworks, and then he just started dominating. And then all the way up to, like, the three rings and winning the championships. It was three, right? I want to make sure I'm right on my back.
He's won five. He won three while he and Shaq were together and then came back and won back to back.
Just killing the game. Yeah. I think just from watching his example as a basketball player, I think that translates into like life. It's just perfecting and dominating the game in such a way that you make a very strong impact on society and your community and people around you at large.
I agree. 200%. We got introduced to Kobe through basketball. And once the introduction was made, there were life moments. Life moments that transcended the game that helped transcend the individual to be better. So that's an intangible that you can't see in the statistics.
Yeah. And some people may take that lightly. Like, just because he played basketball doesn't mean he was just a ball player. Like, he's also a very successful businessman and entrepreneur. Because he's like, I think, who said this? Pat Ben David, he's like an Instagrammer, I think, for Valuetainment. He said that he can take those very same skills of perfectionism and just like focus and determination and translate that into like other areas of life, and he would have been successful in any area of life because he took that mindset to like anything. And I think that, I don't know, that's like a very, I think he had just the DNA just to be successful, and that's a very hard thing that you find, and that translates to like, you know, human beings or whatever, and that's a goal that we all should like strive towards.
Right. 200%, bro. And that was a that was one of the things that another icon, Nipsey Hussle, spoke on. You know,
right.
It has to be in you. It's not something that can be put in you. It has to be already in you, in order for you to be successful. And I could see that lineage between those two individuals, where they wanted to strive. They wanted to strive and be more than what the label of them were placed. Kobe, again, was more than a basketball player. He was an ambassador to humanity, and that's what I saw out of Nipsey as well. Great ambassadors of humanity who wanted to leave their communities better than how they received it.
And also another thing is, like, I think it might have even his performance along with Nipsey's transcended greatness. I think it was more of an label of being enlightened, like enlightened as a human. You know what I'm saying? Because you understand how, like, everything works around you and how the community works around you, so you know exactly what's for you and what exact lane to play and how to play it to the best of its ability.
Right. Right. I was thinking, as I brought up Nipsey, there was a discussion I had with some friends, some label friends, music label friends. And the statement was, Nipsey Hussle is legendary.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I didn't find him to be legendary. I found him to be prolific. But I never found him to be legendary. He had not been in the rap music industry that long.
What's the context in that? Like, what? So are we saying, like, Kobe's legendary versus, like, Nipsey's not legendary? And what are we defining as legendary? What kind of characteristics make you legendary?
Okay. Well, Kobe played in the league for 20 years. And then had the mindset and the wherewithal to be able to retire. Pretty popular and pretty decent within the game.
Right.
I can find that to be legendary. He's had 20 years of experience and highlight reels and, you know, the dunks, the passes, to be legendary.
Okay.
Whereas when you look at Nipsey Hussle's music catalog, he had a bunch of mixtapes, but he only had one studio album.
Oh, okay. So not like Jay-Z, where Jay-Z has, like, what, 8 albums or something?
Right, right. So Jay-Z has a catalog that starts back from 1996 with Reasonable Doubt.
Right. And he has mixtapes.
Right, and then he's had mixtapes. So when we start to throw around the words legendary, you know, I'm like, I'm a critic of that. I will tell you that Nipsey had great lyrical skill. He is borderline wordsmith. But it was more of Nipsey's community activism that caught my attention, caught my heart, caught my mind. And then I got the compliment with the record.
Right.
If that makes any sense to you, me, our listeners, you know, and thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in and hanging out and just letting us shoot the breeze with you.
Right.
Really, really do appreciate that.
I think it looks like we have, like, a caller coming in. Hello?
Cool beans.
Hello, I think we got a caller coming in. Who's this?
Well, all right.
We have somebody in. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Let me see. I think we might have lost them. We'll probably get somebody else.
We do
have some people coming in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, baby.
Let's see if we have them coming in again.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hey there.
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Who's this?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
Who are we speaking with?
It's Michelle Arbeau, actually. I'm a numerologist, and I wanted to share a little bit about Kobe's date of birth because it's extra special.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Okay. So what
Ooh.
You got for us?
What you got for us? That's August 23rd.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, I'm not really up on the sports thing, but I am up on the fact that Kobe was an inspirationalist. He definitely was an icon. He was someone that was more than just a basketball player, because you know, there's a lot of inspirational quotes, a lot of things that he's done and said, and that's, you know, above and beyond what we remember him for, you know, just besides the basketball stuff. But the thing is, you know, he was a 3811, and in numerology, what that means is you add all of the digits of his date of birth, and it adds to 38, and 3 plus 8 is 11. So 11 is the highest spiritual number. It's called the spiritual guide. So it sounds airy-fairy. It sounds, you know, kind of, you know, woo-woo kind of metaphysical, but really what it means is that being a 3811 is somebody who is destined to be global. Known to be, you know, in the public eye, obviously, the way he was, but get his message across in a big way and do it in a meaningful way, because 11 energy always puts money secondary. It's not about the money. It's about doing things right, doing good, doing. And that was what he was all about. He was always striving for the best. And if you look at his chart, he has nothing but that going on, because he's got the arrow of greatness, which a lot of great leaders have had, and it's one of those arrows that really pushes you forward. What I mean by an arrow is that the 9, the 8, and the 7 are all linked together, so it's called the arrow of greatness, so it pushes him forward. He's also got the arrow of frustration, but really that, it sounds bad, but it's not. It actually sets the bar really high, so he set the bar really high for himself in terms of expectations of his own goals, but also of other people around him. So he expected a lot from people, but that was just, you know, because he wanted to push them and push them to their greatness. And then he also has the arrow of inspiration. So the 3, 2, and 1 are also joined on his chart, which means that he, you know, he was full of it. I mean, he was just so full of drive, determination, inspiration. He also has double 8s on his chart, which means he has double 8s in his date of birth, because he was born in August in 1978. So he has 2 8s. And he is in the ranks amongst Madonna, Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, Christina Aguilera, Rihanna, Bruno Mars. There's a whole bunch of them. And you think about these performers, they're all memorable. They're all shock and awe performers. They're all the ones that bring the noise, right? They do their utmost best. And anyone who has double ace strives for greatness like that. They're always, you know, pushing the envelope or pushing forward in a bigger, greater way. So, you know, even his name is a 6, which is visionary. And, you know, looking at his death, his next cycle in terms of energy would have been a 6. So he's been called home to be the visionary, just to help us see the greater picture. And it's actually the relationship number. And at the core of human existence is really relationships, right, and how we connect with other people. So I think he was kind of called home at the right time, because his peak cycle right now is a 12-3, which means whole and complete and unity. So everything was coming full circle. Everything was coming together.
Wow. That's good info right there. I love that. That's a whole different aspect that many people just miss that all together. Man, that's huge, Michelle.
Numbers are always right. You know, it's like math. 2 plus 2 is 4, and it's always going to be 4. So when you look at someone's numbers, you can tell the story of their life, and it's amazing. And, you know, it's no surprise that when you analyze Kobe's numbers, he was greatness, because that's what he was destined to be.
Now, now, see, I'm vague on my numbers. Because I'm like April 22nd, 1970.
Oh.
And so when I talk, and so when I got information of that from my great grandmother, and it was so long ago, but she kind of read me to the T. She read me like a book, and we were like in two different time zones.
Yeah. No, you've got some great stuff going on here because, first of all, anyone in your age category, and I'm not, you know, I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm 1978. I'm, you know, not far behind you. But the thing is, you know, you've got double twos, which is very rare with someone in our age category because the double twos are usually the 2000 and later kids, right? Because they are all like 2000 whatever. But to have double twos, like Ray, you also have double twos, so you guys can relate. I can see why you guys are friends because you guys kind of connect. Double twos are definitely – you can read people very well. I mean, you can definitely – but it's kind of like a curse and a blessing at the same time because – You can read people, but you also pick up a lot of garbage and a lot. You get overwhelmed. You can get like bombarded with too much psychic debris, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, you actually have all the physical numbers, which means that you have the ability to ground that energy a little bit. You don't necessarily have the ability to talk about those inner feelings, like. Openly, you know, verbally, you might be able to write them down, but not actually talk about it. But at least you have the grounding energy. However, you have an isolated nine, which means that your ideas aren't necessarily always well received or understood by other people. You might sometimes get misunderstood when you try to translate your ideas.
Wow. You've known me forever.
And you are... you are a 20, you know, you're all about sharing knowledge. It's like wisdom. It's like you love sharing information with people. That's really what you're all about. And it's all about truth. And it's all about knowledge and wisdom and sharing that information with people because that's really the gist of what you want to do and how you love to do things. But you're 25-7, and that's really associated with the angelic realm. So what I'm saying is that your date of birth adds to 25, and then 2 plus 5 is 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a 7, which is the deep philosophical number of truth. And it's also, you know, that energy that likes to do it their way or the highway sometimes. And they do like to have their alone time, I mean, to kind of process things and that type of thing. But it's really one of those energies where they have the sparkle about them. They really do have like a twinkle. It's like children are attracted to them just naturally. Also animals, things like that.
Yep.
You just have this ability to just attract them. And so it's that little sparkle you've got. I call it the Peter Pan syndrome. So that's kind of like what you've got going on. It's really cool. But those double twos are going to serve you well for sure because, you know, translating knowledge and wisdom and information, it's the number of intuition. So, you know, like Ray, he always says he's got a lot of foresight. It's the same thing. It's like, you know, these double twos are powerful things, but they're also a detriment if you don't clean the junk out.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, so that's a little bit of enlightenment. So, Michelle.
Yes, it is.
I know you did some, like, very in-depth readings on everybody. What are your thoughts on Kobe? Like, any influential quotes or anything that you've seen on Kobe that you may want to translate to life or anything like that?
Well, you know, all of his quotes were really all about what he was about, really. I mean, if you look back and see some of the things that people were sharing, it was all about striving for greatness and striving beyond, pushing the envelope, like being the hustler, being the, you know, not stopping until you get it. And that was really his message. It was like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're tired or whatever, you know, how bad do you want it? That's his attitude, and that was his thing, right? That's why he was in that accident, because he was trying to find a quicker, easier way to go to practice and still spend time with his family. So he was making it happen, right? So I was looking at his date of death, and let me see, 6, 7, 8, 9.
126.
Yeah, see, that's interesting because it adds to a 4, and 4 is, you know, some people call 444 the angel number, and it really is 4 is that energy that, because if you think about how humans operate, we think, we feel, we do. That's kind of like our autopilot mode for like millennia, right? We've been doing that forever. just the thinking, feeling, doing. And so the fourth level is like, wait a second, like we're more conscious now of being able to manipulate our own reality. So the four energy is like the here nor there. It's kind of like the void or the energy that allows the spiritual realm to permeate into the physical, like as an earth angel. So that's why they call it 444, the angel number. So he actually died on a 4-day, which allowed him to cross over because it was his time. He really, you know, I'm looking at his numbers and I wouldn't be surprised if someone said, you know, this person died. If I didn't know it was COVID and I was just looking at the chart and they said he died, I wouldn't be surprised because it looked like that was like a cross. It was an opening. It was an exit point.
Wow. Get out of here.
Awesome.
I love it.
Serious spiritual stuff. And I don't want as much as I appreciate the information you're sharing, Michelle, I don't want the viewers to be offended in any type of way with all this information. It's just that, I mean, numerology stuff, from what I've heard, is like very true to science and true to its word because it's all based on numbers. But I just don't want anybody to feel
quantum physics, yeah. String theory.
Disclaimer out there.
Right. String theory, you know, it's saying that at the base of an atom is actually light particles, right? Frozen light particles,
right.
Slowed down energy.
Right.
So everything is energy.
Right.
Right. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It gives me a new view.
Right.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with the fact that if anybody gives me flack for it, that's fine. That's, you know, quantum physics. I'm not going to change my tune for what I've got going on here because it's the truth.
I don't want to like make you feel uncomfortable in that. I just don't want like the viewers to just be like, well, they started talking about a numerology tangent or whatever, because you know how some people can get things and skew things, but you're just sharing another insight.
Yeah, well, let them deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always going to have haters, right? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have haters, right? They always say that.
Right. You try to get more haters every day. That's right. But thank you so much, Michelle, for even giving that insight and that energy.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And just giving the number.
You know,
beautiful.
That guy was a great guy.
You.
Yeah, no, he's. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right, guys, have a good remainder of your show, and I'll let you guys finish up.
All right, hey, well, you take care. Thanks for the call, Michelle. Appreciate you.
Will,
what
did you think of that insight? Awesome, right?
Awesomeness. I won't be surprised if we continue to have callers calling in, expressing their thoughts, their concerns, sharing experiences. But that just gave a whole new aspect altogether,
right,
that I just found to be beautiful. And just kind of piggybacking off you say, I mean, you know, our callers, our listeners may have a whole different mindset. And you're entitled to that. I guess you are.
Right.
Just to give us that, I mean, for us to just get that explanation, that's beautiful. That's priceless. Awesome.
Also, I just want to say, like, just it's been a very, the beginning of the year, it's kind of been like a, I don't know, kind of a trying time and a momentous time for everybody because everybody's getting focused on what they need to do. But in light of this situation, like, let's keep in mind to just make sure that we're being good to each other, being good to our families and like reaching out and having those phone calls and having those difficult conversations and overcoming all the petty bullshit that's out there. Cause a lot of people just like to just be petty. Let's be bigger and be about getting the bag so we can all like support each other and support each other's businesses and endeavors.
And I agree. One of the things that I talked about as we started out the new year was I was like, okay, it's 2020. And 2020
right.
is perfect vision. So I said that I wanted to have a new vision. I wanted to create a different outlook on everyday life situations. I know some people make resolutions. People say they're going to disconnect themselves from, you know, different people or bad energies. But I think – in essence, for any resolution to kind of work, you have to have a life change.
Like, yeah, or what I've heard, not only a life change, but do more of the thing that you want to do, that you're committing to, as opposed to just changing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I mean,
because I know, like,
yeah, I can.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you know, people talk about, oh, I'm going to lose weight. Okay, well, until you change your life habit on how you eat and how you exercise, that will not happen.
Right. So,
right?
Like, even with that, like, if they're saying, like, I'm going to eat less sugar, how about I'm going to eat more healthy things to replace the habit?
Correct.
Because a lot of people don't even know
Correct.
How to go about that. Like, even just doing a little bit of a thing will push you over the edge to, like, do more of that good thing. So, for instance, if you're trying to eat right, you can eat more little green things until you, like, start getting into the habit of eating green things as opposed to going cold turkey. Because when you go cold turkey, it's going to make you go back in reverse.
Right.
For most people. That's what I've seen and observed.
And that works. I agree 200% on that.
Yeah.
Just I think we have to look at a different mindset, and that becomes your
new
vision.
Yeah, all day.
All day, every day.
Every day, you know, and you just get a support system around you to, like, do those things. Like, find that one person that has your back, that's your cheerleader, that's going to help you, like, push through whatever that boundary is that's helping you get to the other side of greatness or success.
Well, I mean, that goes back to, like, Kobe with Vanessa. Vanessa has been in his corner, even when we talk about that bad time with the case in Colorado, you know, the rape case.
Right.
I mean, she rallied behind him. She supported him. They got through it. And it was shortly after that when we saw that Black Mamba type persona start to permeate a little bit. I knew once he finished with that case, Black Mamba started to develop. And he was great beforehand. He was great beforehand, but he was awesome.
That just reinforced his conviction to be awesome after
that. Exactly.
He was like, what? Oh, you thought I was bad then? I would be badder, bigger, and badder than ever now.
Yeah. I'm so bad.
Y'all,
I'm gonna change
even know
my jersey
y'all messing
number.
With.
I'm so bad. I'm changing my jersey number.
Yeah, right. It's going to be I think he did wear a black and gold jersey at one point, didn't he? No. No.
No, I'm talking about from number 8 to number 24. He just, I mean,
what?
if you look at the game he plays as number 8.
Uh-huh.
It was young, it was energetic, it was dynamic. It was a springboard of just madness when he came up. I mean, it's unheard of. The 24,
right.
Kobe was more statesmanlike, more polished, still a triple threat for you, of course.
Right.
But it was more statesmanlike. He engaged with players more. He was counted upon for to take that leadership role. And I think players, not just on the Lakers, but around the league, during him and after him, picked up on that.
Right. He was more mature.
That's huge.
I think even some of the commentator was talking about how more mature he was when he picked up the 24.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be first time voted in for Hall of Fame. That's without a doubt.
Right. That was bound to happen. I think that was bound to happen.
You know, to Vanessa and the girls. You know, I'm praying for you. I'm praying with you. I know it's a lot to go on. You know, he wasn't like the global superstar. He was her husband. He was the father of her children. And
That first.
You know. And because of how iconic of a status, you know, just being able to say goodbye, she has to share him with the world. I don't know how she's, you know, all I can imagine, you know, the reporters, everyone's trying to see her and talk to her. I'm like, but I'm hoping that other press, other media give her the time to just catch her breath.
You know what I really hope is all those people, like,
what's that?
I've seen some stuff that I really want to take mention to, like the journalists, like TMZ, and like the comedian I heard, like Ari Shaffir and all these people like that. They really go out of their way to like apologize to the families and their like media teams or whatever. Like, that is not a good look, because no matter what's going on in, say, Ari Shaffir's family or the guy that's over at TMZ, if someone, God forbid, something happens to their family and the media does the same thing to them, like, I hope that they don't get, like, the same bad karma or whatever that's happening in that family go on to them, because that is not cool, like, some of the stuff that they've, like, done or whatever. And I've seen some of the reports about that. So I hope that they reach out to their family and apologize or do something to reconcile, like, what they did. I do want to make mention of that.
Yeah, and that what I have
and
learned
the jokes,
through the years,
shots and jokes too. Just that's not cool.
Well, some of it is for shock value, and I get it.
Right.
Some of it is for shock value. When TMZ did their reporting, I guess my standpoint on it was, TMZ did it because that's how they make their money. They give you the shocking news before even the family of those victims know about it. So meanwhile, Kobe and the other, Kobe and his daughter and the other seven passengers, you know, they were on that flight. They have no idea what's going on. They have no clue, and they're getting it bit by bit, whether it's accurate or inaccurate. Regarding that, I think Rick Fox made a statement, because someone said that he was on the flight, and they got it wrong. You know, and it's, you know, it's one of those things where they're asking for forgiveness versus asking for permission, you know.
Right.
But I do commend the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department, because when you heard their press release, they didn't even mention names.
Right.
It did not matter the celebrity. It was the fact that we are going to give you the best reporting we can.
Right.
We're going to give you the best reporting we can. We're going to keep honorable, even though you may know out there who was on the flight. We're going to maintain our professionalism. So, my salute goes out to the firefighters and law enforcement who were there on the scene to respond, be able to retrieve those bodies, get them to the family members, contact those family members in an honorable and respectful, timely fashion. The unsung heroes of helping us with that transition. Awesome.
And also, like, big respect to the city of L.A., like, with the Staples Center, the public transit lines, like, showing, like, respect to Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. That's huge. So, just really want to give a lot of, like, respect and just, you know, let them know that we
respect them, and we appreciate them doing that for somebody that was very effective in the community and to the sports community at large. So, yeah, just want to give shout outs to that, to them, to Staples Center, LA County, on all those people, and anybody else that is like really like help with, you know, making the city feel at ease and making the family feel at ease, and anybody that's related to the family. Because I know even like some of the fans were very emotional when they got the news as well, because of the, some of them are really connected to Kobe, and actually they actually reached out and they've actually shared like moments with him.
Right, exactly.
And you
so,
know what? Also, like, really, one more shout out to like New York, man, because I know like we're like partner cities, but thank you to them for like you know showing us some love.
Madison Square Garden was lit up in Laker colors.
Yeah, thank you, New York. We really appreciate you for that.
Salute. But another
salute.
Personal shout out. Special shout out to our caller, Michelle, for calling in, giving us a whole different view.
Special shout out to her.
Awesomeness. Man.
So, and I'll wrap up. Any last thoughts you want to give, Will, before you wrap up?
I like the statement you said about us being kind to one another. It's 2020. Like I said, it's a new vision. Let us work on trying to be better. You know, we know what it takes for us to be a better person. Let us be bold and enterprising enough to push forward in that direction.
Right. Okay. I get that. And then also, like, with me saying being kind to each other, also, when you're having these difficult calls or these different conversations, don't give them meaning. Just think about you want to be with that person, you want to relate to that person and feel empathy with that person. Don't give whatever you had with them or past experiences meaning. Just look past that, look towards the future.
That's right.
And then just build with integrity moving forward from that. And then we'll just do that.
That's awesome. That's a good word. That's a great word to close out, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to thank you. And I want to thank you, Will, for, like, being a good friend to me in my life. I want to take the opportunity to say that. And I want to thank our show producers, too, for, like, giving me the opportunity to do that, because I'm internally grateful. And I want to thank the future callers that we have moving forward.
All right, man.
That's it for us.
Hey.
So
we'll
see you next. We'll talk to you guys next Wednesday. Tune in.
Same. Peace.
All right, guys. Peace.